Okay, so there we were right in the middle of a sentence yesterday, I think, basically, and we got cut off. So let's continue back into the Gemara. If you remember, again, we're dealing with the parasha of the Bas Kohen and her punishment of Sreifa. And the Gemara explained that I would have thought that when it says in the Torah, Ki Seichel, a Loshon of Chilul, that might well have been referring to Chilul Shabbos. Therefore, the Torah had to add that extra word, kiseichel liznois, tell us that we're not talking about the chilul of Shabbos, but rather we're talking about the chilul of znus. But had it not said that, then indeed I would have been excused for thinking that it's referring to chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara's question was, why would I have possibly thought that? In other words, it's clearly a punishment, a special punishment for a Bas Kohen. So I understand that a Kohen needs to get more strict treatment because he's expected to be on a higher level. But if that's the case, why would that refer only to a woman and not a man? If you're talking about znus, there's a certain type of znus, I guess, that's pertinent to a woman as opposed to a man. But if you're talking about Chilul Shabbos, it's exactly the same Chilul Shabbos. So if you're going to treat Kohanim more severely, then why would you only treat the woman more severely? Again, not that this is in fact what the Torah meant, but you're telling me in theory it could have meant it. And that's why we needed the extra word liznois in the pasuk, and that's the discussion. Why, in theory, even in theory, why would I have possibly considered that it means chilul Shabbos? Why would that only refer to the woman? So have a look at the Gemara. This is where we left off with. It's on the fifth line. Mai shno minei. Dide. Why would he be different to her? Why would you possibly suggest that the Torah is being more machmeh for Chilul Shabbos for a Kohen, but only for a woman, not for a man? Why would that be? Answers the Gemara. Salkadat Chamina. I would have thought, Ihu, when it comes to him, de'ishtaria le Shabbos. Shabbos is permitted legabe avoda. We know koyanim, excuse me. We know koyanim are allowed to perform, are instructed to inform avoda in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, even though essentially they're doing malachis on Shabbos. But she, however, has no permit. Given the loy ishtaria Shabbos legabo, since we do not find any precedent to allow chilul Shabbos with the bas kohen, it's only in the case of the kohen. So therefore, I would have thought, Eimer, let us suggest that tidun b'sreifa. Maybe she should get sreifa, not the man. The man, the Torah seems to be more lenient, as it were, with him with regard to chilul Shabbos. So therefore, even when it indeed was done in an impermissible manner, but I'm not going to be more strict with him. But in the case of the woman, where we have no precedent whatsoever to suggest that she's ever allowed to be mechallel Shabbos, so there it makes more sense. If she never has a kula, to the contrary, therefore I should say, Eimer tidoim b'sreifa, let her be judged b'sreifa. Komash malon, that's why I need to be told that no. Actually, the Torah, even though logically, yes, it makes a lot of sense that the Torah would be more machmir with the chilul Shabbos of the woman than it would be with a man. And therefore, when it says in the Torah, ki socheh l'loshon of chilul, yes, I would have been excused for thinking that this is referring to chilul Shabbos of the woman. Komash malon, that's why I need that extra word liznois to tell me that actually not. It's not talking about Chilul Shabbos at all. Talking about Zinus, says Rashi. Iyu Ishtari Shabbos. We'll go back one Rashi. Umayishna minei didei l'inyan Shabbos. Why would I have thought that the Torah is more machmir with the females? Yosa min hazacharim hakohenim. More than the male kohenim? Says Rashi, yes. Iyu ishtaroi Shabbos, because he has a permit of bimchalal Shabbos for the purpose of avodah, umishum hachi, and therefore I would have thought the heicha deloi ishtariyalei, therefore even in cases where it was not permitted, meaning he just blatantly cooked on Shabbos, miuloi tachmirola, but maybe the Torah is not going to be machmir on him because you see there's a precedent to be mekel. And that's why there was a genuine and valid havamina that the chilul of the Torah is not referring to the chilul of znus, it's referring to the chilul of Shabbos. That's why I needed the Torah to add that extra word and say that no, when it says kitochel, it does not mean chilul Shabbos, it actually means znus. Yes.
When it comes to a Kohen and the avoda that he does, I don't know. It's not like the Torah is he's machal Shabbos, but the Torah is lenient on him because he's a Kohen and he's supposed to. It's not even machal Shabbos. These are mitzvot that he is supposed to be doing
The
in a.
mitzvah
Okay,
of avodah
so therefore, when you talk about machal Shabbos, there are things that the Kohanim Torah is strict with a Kohen on machal Shabbos.
exactly what I'm
That's
saying.
machal Shabbos.
Exactly, when a person does avodah has been mechallel Shabbos, the Torah says the mitzvah of avodah is doicha Shabbos. You're allowed to mechallel Shabbos, just like if somebody is dying, pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to be mechallel Shabbos.
No,
It's a
not even allowed. It's a mitzvah too. You have to.
mitzvah too, and the mitzvah is to be mechallel Shabbos. The mitzvah of Ochai Bohem is doicha Shabbos. So ultimately, the Torah is being more mekel with chilul Shabbos. For in the case, for example, of pikuach nefesh, the case of doing a bris milah on Shabbos, the case of avodah, there are several cases where the Torah is mekel. Not so, for example, construction of the Mishkan. Construction of the Mishkan is not doicha Shabbos.
But that's
So.
my point. I'm sorry. I don't see it as mekel as the mekel on Shabbos. If someone is dying, the Torah is not being mekel. Okay, you could take
It
them.
is. Yes, it
They're
is. Oraya, you're supposed to avoid
mitzuvah to take them to the
it. No,
hospital.
doesn't matter. Even though it's a mitzvah to take them to the hospital, the halacha is you're supposed to try and avoid it. Doesn't mean there's no chilul Shabbos. There is chilul Shabbos. If you could do it with less malacha, that's what you have to do. If you could ask a goy, that's what you have to do. Why? It's a mitzvah. You're right. It's a mitzvah if there's no alternative. It doesn't mean it's not a chilul Shabbos. It's a chilul Shabbos which the Torah permits if there's no other availability, but we try and avoid it. We try and avoid it. That's halacha. Every single week, people call me up. My wife is in the ninth month. What do I need to know about going in on Shabbos? I always tell them the general rule is yes, she has a status of pikuach nefesh. Whatever you can avoid, you are mechuyev to avoid. Therefore, if you can call the ambulance on speed dial as opposed to pressing various buttons, then of course that's what you're supposed to do. If you can't, then of course it's a mitzvah. It doesn't mean it's not Chilul Shabbos. It's a Chilul Shabbos which the Torah is doicha. The Torah has been lenient because the overwhelming importance of pikuach nefesh or avodah in the Beis HaMikdash overrides it. Okay, says the Gemara. Remember, we quoted a very long braisa, and Rashi pointed out on several occasions that we're going now to re-examine many of the points that were mentioned in the braisa. So, says the Gemara, Yochel afilu pnuya. If you remember, the Gemara said, I would have thought perhaps that it's referring even to a pnuya who commits znus. Maybe she also is subject to this very strict punishment of sreifa. And how, in the end, do I prove that it's not the case? Because we learned from Ovia, Ovia, to Parshas Kisetze, Nara Hamurasa, etc., etc., etc. Says the Gemara, Yochel afilu pnuya, quote unquote. That was the Havamina that the Gemara initially expressed. that maybe I would have been excused for thinking that we're talking about a Pnuyo. Says the Gemara, how can that be? Oh, Liznois, quote unquote, Ksiv. In the Torah, Liznois. What does Liznois mean? Liznois means adultery. Well, the whole concept of adultery by definition means that she's a married woman, whether she's Narusa or Nesua, but she has to be attached to another man. So how in the world would you possibly have thought that we're referring also to a Pnuya when it says quite clearly in the Torah the word Liznois? Now, have a look at Rashi, very important Rashi. Ha, Liznois ksiv. Upanuya, says Rashi, lav znusi. That's not znus. De'ein loshen zoina. When we talk about an isha zoina, what does that mean? Ela, shezinsa, she has strayed, she's been disloyal. V'yotzisa mitachas baila. And she has left, as it were, the framework of her husband, la'achirim, and gone elsewhere. But by definition, if there is no husband, surely it doesn't apply the whole concept of znus. Where do we see that? Kamoi, like it says in Hoshea, ki zonisa me'al Elokecha. It talks about Klal Yisrael as it were, committing znus. They've been disloyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loshen of moiredes. It's a lashon of a merida, a rebellion, v'yotze mizeh lezeh, going from one to another. So a panuya, by definition, is not attached to anybody. She's unmarried. So if she's unmarried, surely there cannot exist the whole concept of znus and the isha zoina in the case of a panuya. So how can the Gemara say that what? That I would have thought that we're referring to a Pnuya, and that's why I need a special limud to teach me otherwise. How on earth would I have thought that? If the Torah says Liznois, so clearly the subject of the Torah is Znus, and that cannot refer to a Pnuya because a Pnuya is not attached to anybody. Says the Gemara, very important yesod now in defining what is Znus, what is Zoina. Says the Gemara, Kedir. Now, let's just make a brief introduction, and this will help us understand the Gemara. We know that a Kohen is restricted on whom he's allowed to marry. A Kohen Gadol is even further restricted. But let's talk about a Kohen for a moment. Who can a Kohen not marry? A Kohen cannot marry, for example, a grusha, a divorcee. But he's also not allowed to marry a zayna. A woman who's committed adultery, and we still have to define what does adultery mean, an isha zayna is not allowed to marry a Kohen. This is a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Emor. It says, isha zayna grusha lo yikach. So now, if a woman gets married and commits znus, classic znus, her husband divorces her, she cannot now marry a kohen. Not because she was married previously, but rather because she has committed znus previously, and she therefore adopts the status called zoina. She's a zoina. Now look back into the Gemara. Chiddush of Rabbi Loza.
Is she not getting remarried because
Not only
she's a
that,
grusha or a zona?
even if she didn't get divorced,
Well, how would she get married then?
husband died.
Rabbi, what's the punishment for Arizona?
Znus, that would be learning, znus.
So it would be Misa, right? Chayav Misa, right?
Right.
So Rav Elazar is suggesting that an unmarried, a Pnuya who has Znus, with an unmarried, is Chayav Misa?
We haven't mentioned Rabbi Loza's din yet. Says the Gemara, could Rabbi Loza, the Omar, Rabbi Loza says, Ponui habo ala pnuyo. An unmarried man who has relations with an unmarried woman. Sheloi L'shem ishus, not for the purpose of getting married. Says Rabbi Loza, tremendous chiddush. Osa zayna. He has made her into a zayna. An unbelievable chiddush. Look at Rashi. Kedur Rabbi Loza b'masechtes Yevamos b'bo'al v'imtoi. Osa zayna. He has made her into a zayna. Liposel min hakuhuna. To now disqualify her from kuna. Alma, so you see, znus, quote unquote, mikraya, it's called znus. So Rabbi Loza is telling you that even though, if we were to ask, min ha-Torah, we're not saying it's a nice thing to do, but min ha-Torah, is an unmarried man allowed to have relations with an unmarried woman? The answer is yes. Why yes? Because she's not married. Nonetheless, Rabbi Loza is machadesh because she has had relations outside the framework of marriage. That renders her a zayna with regard to kahuna. Unbelievable chiddush. So obviously she's not chayav misa because she was never a married woman. So it's not adultery in the sense of being disloyal to a husband, she doesn't have a husband. But Rabbi Loza's being mechadesh, and it's a discussion, but Rabbi Loza's being mechadesh that the definition of znus with regard to kahuna is not dependent on whether she's a married woman or not. Rather, it depends on did she have relations outside of marriage? And if she did, even if the relations, strictly speaking, min ha-Torah were not forbidden, she is rendered a zayna. And therefore, she cannot now marry a kohen. So now let's come back to our parasha. Torah says, a bas kohen who commits znos, etc., etc., etc. So what does that mean, she commits znos? So the Gemara said that I had a hava amina, I thought, I may well have thought, that it's talking about a pnuya. How do I know it's not talking about a penuya? Because I've got a gzeira shava. We're only talking about a woman who has got some zikas baal, some connection to her husband. But the hava mina was that she's a penuya. How can that be? Now we understand. Because even a penuya with regard to kahuna is considered znus. If she had relations outside the framework of marriage, we can call that znus. And therefore, when the Torah says, ki sochel liznoi, she committed znus. This would be considered znus, and therefore, maybe indeed the Torah is telling you she'd get strafer for it as well. Kamash malon that no, she doesn't, because it's not referring to a penuya by virtue of the gzeira shava. Remember, what was the gzeira shava? The gzeira shava was, it says aviha over here. It also says aviha in the parasha in kisetze of znus of nara hamorasa. What's a nara hamorasa? She's a woman who has connection to her husband. So by virtue of the gzeira shava, we learn that so too in our parasha is exactly the same. We're only talking about a woman who has connections to her husband, whether she's narusa or nasua, but she's not, we're not talking about a penuya. But not that it couldn't have been a penuya. It could have been a penuya, and you would have been allowed to have called that znus. Now, says the Gemara, so you're telling me again, we're just going through the brisa. So you're telling me that we're not referring to a pnuya. We learn it from a gzeira shava of viha, of viha. Says the Gemara, oimer. Maybe, however, the word of viha is there for different reasons. You're telling me that what? You're telling me that the word of viha is teaching me that there's a gezeirah shavah to be made over here, and we're not referring to a penuya, we're referring only to a woman who has a connection to her husband. Well, how indeed do you know that to be the case? Maybe oinei oimer of viha, quote unquote. Maybe it says the word of viha, ero for a different reason. La hoitzi es kol adam. to exclude other people. What does that mean? Alamai nihu shezinso me'avio. Question mark. Maybe what it means is when the Torah says as aviyah mechaleles, remember, it did not say whom she committed the znus with. It says she has profaned her father. If that's the case, maybe when it says she has profaned her father, maybe that means that she had relations with her father. So the word aviha is not there for gzeira shava. Maybe it's there to tell me that she has profaned her father, thereby, how so? By having znus with her father. Maybe that's what it means. Again, look at the Gemara. Maybe it doesn't say the word aviha other than elolahoitzias kaladam, just to exclude other people. She didn't have znus with Reuven or Shimon or Levi. She has znus with her own father. Is that what it means? Says the Gemara, Elamai Niu Shazin Someh. What, she had znus from her own father? If that's the case, my iria bas koyin. Then why are we talking about dafkra bas koyin? Afilu bas Yisrael nami. Even a bas Yisrael who had relation with a father will be treated the same. The Omar Rava, because Rava said, Omali Ravitzvah Baravdimi, Asya Heino, Heino, Asya Zima, Zima. We have various gzeiros shavos to teach me that any woman, not necessarily a bas koyim, any woman, even if she is a bas Yisrael and she commits znus with her own father, we have gzeiros shavos to teach me that she gets sreifa, a special punishment for this terrible avera of not only committing znus but keeping, but having znus with her own father. Therefore, in our parasha of Bas Koyin, when it says the word Aviyah, how can you possibly tell me that I would have thought it means that we're referring to a Bas Koyin who had znus with her father, and that's why she gets sreifa? That's not unique to a Bas Koyin. That's true for a Bas Yisrael as well. So therefore, we go back. The word Aviyah cannot be to tell me that we're talking about she had znus with her father, because there's nothing unique about a bas koyin for that. And therefore, we go back to saying, Elomai, the word aviha is spare, and it's used for the gzeira shava to teach me that we're not talking about a pnuyah. Have a look at Rashi. My ninhu, what exactly are you referring to? My ka'amar long kra, what would the pasuk be teaching you? Shazinso meha viha bitmiyah. That she has znus her own father, we have a gezeira shava, asya heino heino. A lengthy Rashi. Ksiv babas benoi ubabas bitoi. It says with regard to relations with your granddaughter, either through your son or your daughter. Ervas bas bincha oi bas bitcha ki ervascha heino. The ksiv babas ishtoi. So too it says with regard to the daughter of your wife. Also Arayus. It says Sheira Heino Zimohi. Ma beishtoi. Just like when it comes to his wife, Osa Bito Kabas Bito. We compare the daughter to the granddaughter to Ksiv Ervas Isha Ubito. Afkan, so too Chayev Al Bitoi Kaal Bas Bitoi. Leave the rest of the Rashi for the moment. So I have a Gezeira Shava comparing it. The wife's daughters to your own granddaughters. Asya Zima Zima Lidoin Besreifa. So I compare your granddaughter to your daughter, just like I compare your wife's children to her grandchildren. Lidoin Besreifa. Because Ksiv Hachez Zima Hi. V'Ksiv Besreifa. Zima Ba'esh Yisraifu. So therefore, what is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us we know, based on Gzeira Shava, If somebody, a woman, has relations znus with her own father, the punishment is sreifa. We learn that from the lengthy gzeira shava, heino heino, zimo zimo. So therefore, let's go back now to our parasha. We have a parasha in the Torah that says a bas ish koyen who commits znus es oviha hi mechaleles. She has profaned her father and she gets sreifa. We're trying to work out what does it mean she has profaned her father. What are the two choices? Either it means she's profaned her father because she had relations with him, or it means she has profaned her father, she had relations with somebody else, which is an embarrassment to the father. And that word avia would be used then as a gzera shava all the way to Parshas Kisetse to teach us that we're not talking about a pnuya. Those are the two options. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry to tell you, one of the options is not on the table. Don't tell me that the word avia is coming to teach you that we're talking about a case of where she had znus with her own father. That can't be the case. To the exclusion of any other man. She had znus with her father and not with any other man. That can't be. Why can't that be? Because as we've just explained, any woman in Klal Yisrael, not Dafkar Bas Kohen, any woman in Klal Yisrael, even a regular Bas Yisrael, if she has znus with her father, she gets reifa. How do we know? Based on the Gzera Shova that Rashi just discussed. So therefore, you cannot possibly tell me that the Torah is teaching you that a Bas Kohen who has relations with her father gets reifa. I'm sorry to tell you, that's not unique to a Bas Kohen. That can't be the case of the Torah, because that would be true equally to a Bas Yisrael. So if we have two options on the table, one is taken off, I'm only left with one. So in the final analysis, what is that word avia there to teach me? To make a gzeira shava. I would have thought that we're talking about even a panuya, who's not connected in any way to any husband, by virtue of the fact that I've got a gzeira shava, because it says the magic word avia. So I compare that avia in Parshas Emor to the avia in Parshas Kisetse, nara hamu'urasa. Just like over there, there is what the Gemara referred to as zikas baal, connection to a husband. So too over here, there's connection to a husband, but not a pnuya. But again, that was only able to be learned because the word avia is available for gzeira shava. And the reason why it's available for gzeira shava is because it cannot be teaching me anything else. You cannot possibly suggest that the word avia is teaching me that we're talking about a bas kohen who had relations with her father. That cannot be for reasons we've just explained, because there's nothing unique to a bas kohen. Therefore, the only option left on the table is the word avia. Why is it written? In order to make a gzeira shava, to teach you that we're not talking about a pnuya, we're talking about a bas kohen who has zikas baal. She has some connection to her husband, either she's narusa or nesua.
Rebbe, even though Bas Yisrael is chayev with aviha for misa, how do we know that it's sreifa and not skila?
Rashi said we learn from gzeira shava that it's sreifa.
Okay, so that we know for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Says the Gemara. That 1 second, we're not out of the woods yet. Says the Gemara, Itzrich salka data chamina. Maybe I would have been excused for thinking. Kro la'afuke midarova. Midgoli rachmona babas koyen veloy babas Yisrael kamash malon. What does that mean? So have a look at Rashi. I would have thought the following. Hi, avia, quote unquote. This word avia that we're examining in great depth, I would have thought kra yesera hu. It's an extra possible. Degalia srefa babas koyen shazinsa me avia. Maybe indeed it is there to teach me that we're talking about a Bas Kohen who had znus with her own father. La'afuke, to come to the exclusion of the Gzereshava de Rava. Osalameimar, come to teach me deloy tidrash lei Yisrael haboal bitoy besreifa demitagoli rachmon etc. etc. Kamash malon hi mechaleles de bezinsa im shar kol odom kaomar. So what's it saying? It's saying as follows. And this is really referring to what you just said, Larry. We're making an assumption that any person in Klal Yisrael, even a Bas Yisrael, who has nus with a father is Sreifa. That was a given. Why was it a given? Because we just brought a Gzeira Shava as authored by Rava. So Rava came up with a Gzeira Shava, Heino Heino, Zimo Zimo, that teaches us that any person in Klal Yisrael, doesn't make a difference whether a Bas Kohen or a Bas Yisrael, whoever it may be, if they commit Znus with their father, they get Znus, they get Sreifa. Now, one second. Maybe I could suggest that actually the opposite is true. If the Torah goes out of its way to teach me a Bas Kohen who commits Znus, and then it says the word Avios, maybe it means she had znus with her father and she gets sreifa. So to the contrary, doesn't that show me that apparently there's something unique to the Bas Kohen that when she commits znus with her father, she gets sreifa, clearly indicating that other people in Klal Yisrael are not treated the same and we would come to exclude the Gezeira Shavah we just quoted. In other words, in which direction is the traffic going? If you come from a point of conclusion that everybody gets sreifa, well, then you're right. Can't be that this Bas Kohen too much did znus with a father because it's true for everybody. Nothing unique about Bas Kohen. Maybe the contrary. Maybe the contrary. Let's start the other way around. If the Torah spells out that the Bas Kohen who commits znus with her father who gets sreifa, well, then clearly the Torah is teaching me there's something very unique to a Bas Kohen. Were it to be anybody else in Klal Yisrael to commit znus with their father, they would not get sreifa, and therefore apparently the Gzeira Shava of Rava is not correct.
Then what do you
That's
do with the Gzeira Shavah? Then what do you do with the Gzeira Shavah?
yeah, we're working out whether is it a true Gzeira Shava? Rava, we have a big kasha on the Gzeira Shava. To which the Gemara answers, that's the end of that Rashi. Then no, because when the Torah answered and it said, it was a general term that we're not dafka talking about znus with the father. I could well have been talking about znus with the father. And as you point out, Larry, that would have then unraveled Rava's Gzeira Shava. The problem is, or not the problem, the solution is that the Torah went and added himachaleles. Himachaleles means it was a general expression. There were too much. She had znus with absolutely anybody, not strictly the father. So therefore, it all comes back. So what is the word Avia teaching me? Don't tell me that Avia is coming to teach me that she had znus with the father. We've disproven that. It says himachaleles. That apparently means a reference. She had znus with anybody. So who did she have znus with? Not Dafka the father. So why does it say Ovio then? So that word is spare. And if that word is spare, it's there for the Gzeira Shavah to learn from Parshas Kisetze that we're not talking about a Pnuya. Just like in Parshas Kisetze, we're talking about a Nara HaMu'urasa. Somebody, as the Gemara calls it, has a Zikas Baal. So too over here, we're not talking about a Pnuya, we're talking about a Bas Kohen who has Zikas Baal.
Rabbi, why do we need a Gzeira Shavah to teach us that it's not a Pnuya? A Pnuya is not Chayav Misa.
No, we already said before that because in the case of Kahuna, unlike other people in Klal Yisrael, even a Pnuya is considered Znus, it's a Zoyna, therefore I would indeed have thought that that's what the Torah is telling you, that a
No.
Bas Kohen gets Misa for it. A Bas Kohen gets Misa for it.
A
Relation.
Pnuya, a Bas Kohen Pnuya could get Misa for the.
That was the Havamina, La Halacha, then no, but I would have thought so. I would have thought that if she's rendered a Zoyna, then maybe indeed the Torah is teaching you that we treat it so severely that yes, she actually gets a death penalty. So I need a pasuk to tell me otherwise, but I certainly would have excuse for thinking that she gets Misa.
Rabbi, is a kohen allowed to marry a widow?
Yes, but a Kohen Gadol is not. Okay, it's a complicated Gemara. It's Hashem. We'll hold it here and we'll carry on next time, all being well.
All right.
Gold to.